The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio on the air and online.
McAuliffe says there's no excuse for the state with the highest number of veterans per capita to have so many living on the street after they've served this country.
It is a call to action for all of us, for the mayors, for the state and local officials to come together to make sure that all veterans in their communities have a roof over their heads by 2015.
Through another bill, the governor says the state will assist National Guard members in obtaining employment.
By requiring the adjunct general of the Virginia National Guard to establish a program under which the Department of Military Affairs shall, upon the request of the member of the Virginia National Guard, provide information on the member to the Virginia Employment Commission.
A related measure provides that private employers may grant preference in hiring and promotion to a veteran or the spouse of a veteran with a service-connected permanent and total disability. Other bills would extend unemployment benefits to spouses of service members who must relocate, give veterans an extended grace period to get their vehicle inspected after returning home from deployment, and permit service animals belonging to wounded veterans to accompany the vet in more places. In Norfolk, I'm Tommy McNeil.